Hello.
Hi.
So, episode 7 of the Heroverse.
The fifth recording today.
Yep.
Can someone just kill
me? We've literally been recording for like the last, what, 3-4 hours? Ish.
1, 2, yeah, about 2.5.
Yeah. So, no.
No. Whatever.
Anyway.
Get on with it. I'm too tired.
Right. So, we're going to talk about Hancock. Now, this, I am going to tell you this now, is going to be a short
episode. This will be short.
Episode.
Honestly, it's not even that we couldn't say that much about it. It's that there isn't.
Yeah. Enough.
What do you want us to do? Run through the whole cast? So
we've chosen Hancock because this is something that we liked about a hero film that's not connected to the big two.
Marvel and DC, yeah.
And is a different take on being a superhero.
You know what I am going to just say before we get into this? Small comparison to a more modern film. When you know, because it's deemed that in Hancock, like him and the woman are like older gods.
Yeah,
and when
yeah.
they get married, they lose the powers.
It's like Eternals.
Reminds me of Eternals a yes. lot. Yeah.
So obviously Hancock is Will Smith. It's all about the fact that, like we've said, him and Charlize Theron are part of a group of immortals.
Yeah, ancient gods.
That basically, if they spend their lives together, die.
Yeah.
Mortal. But if they spend time apart, become
they are superpowers.
Superpowers.
They're superpowered by creation, but when they pair up, they lose their powers, live a mortal life, and then die.
And then die.
Now, these two were together
for a long time.
Hancock went to stop a mugging, I want to say.
Yeah, and he got shot in the head.
And lost his memory. She left him
to make sure he'd survive.
Yeah.
Effectively. And then we then join Hancock much later.
Yeah.
So, basically, when we join Hancock, everyone knows who Hancock is. He's the superpowered asshole that basically...
He's the superpowered hobo is what I love more.
Yeah. But he is effectively an asshole.
Yeah.
And he
he's
doesn't
a
like,
homeless, mean drunk.
He doesn't like being called an asshole. But he is one.
Asshole.
So, basically, he doesn't want to be a hero. He knows he's got these superpowers. He just basically wants to drink himself to death and be left alone. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know who he is. The reason he's called John Hancock
is because of he couldn't remember his name, so
and that's all he had in his possession.
At the hospital, they asked him for his John Hancock.
Yeah.
His signature.
And, yeah. He doesn't want this life. And then Jason Bateman's character is this PR guru.
He's shit.
He's shit at it, but he's supposed to be a PR guru. And he basically has a run-in with him.
Yeah.
And decides he can help Hancock change his image.
Yeah.
Hancock, to begin with, is very reluctant.
Yes.
But does go along with it. Because he sees it as, well, someone just wants to
help. And the kid helps as well. Cause
but he
the
sees,
love of a child.
But he sees it as, well, this guy just wants to help. Most people just want to call me an arsehole.
Yeah.
Or want something from me. This guy doesn't want anything from me other than to make me better.
Yeah.
In a way.
And so he gets him to go to prison and serve time and...
And then get a superhero suit and actually become a hero. And it all goes well for him until he then realises that Jason Bateman is married to who he's married to.
Yeah.
And she is also a superhero.
Yeah, and it all goes...
And they have a lovely fight about the fact that, you know, well, you're superpowered, I'm superpowered, what the fuck's going on? She tells Hancock who he is.
Yeah.
What happened, who they are. And he's like, okay, right, I'm going to tell your husband, effectively.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what he's... I think
he likes the... That's the initial threat, yeah.
He likes to wind her up.
Yeah.
And they do have very good chemistry.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And then, obviously, we get to the point where the guy that he chops his hand off in the bank robbery teams up with a bunch of other guys to kill John Hancock.
Yeah.
And they nearly do.
Yeah.
No, they don't. Well, no. They sort of nearly kill him, but they definitely nearly kill her.
Yeah.
And John realises he's got to get away. He remembers that He was told that the further apart they are, the stronger they get. So what does he do? He jumps to the moon.
He's like, not only because she's dying in the hospital.
Yeah.
So he starts like. He leaves the hospital because he's injured at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like trying to get away, and then he's getting stronger, and then he flies off, kicks the guy who he cut the hand off earlier, kicks his ass, and then him, it all wraps up in a nice little bow. John sort of stays away, talks to
Jason Bateman's character
over the phone, and is a hero, managed by Jason. But him and Shalice won't meet because the world needs Hancock.
And he helps Jason Bateman out massively by putting a love heart on the moon, which was what...
Which was like his logo, yeah.
His logo.
Like love heart with some
And
passion, yeah.
Basically just turn around, basically to say, well, now you're going to be as rich as possible because those people that were laughing at you aren't going to laugh now because
well,
you're...
Well, doesn't he get a phone call from the guys at the... Because at the start of the film, he's like trying to market soup or something.
He's trying to market his brand to say, you,
yeah, but
instead
the,
of
the
you,
company who he's yeah, at, but like, don't they ring him at the end like, hi, it's us,
because,
and he's like, fuck off.
Because he wanted basically to put that love heart on products and on everything.
That was it.
To basically say that our company will donate
like,
more to charity.
Cares about the planet or something.
And whatnot. And... Because he's like, yeah, but you've got, they were all basically, you've got no brand recognition. You've got nothing that's going to make people go, oh, well, that's what that's about. So we're not interested. It's a fucking laugh. Get out. Hancock puts this thing on the biggest thing that we can see in the sky.
The moon.
The moon.
And then this guy gets told, like the company you see, fuck off.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's funny. And you're basically left to go, well, Hancock... Thing is, I think this is why this film never actually got a sequel, because all the sequel would ever be is Hancock being a superhero.
Yes, and it doesn't need that.
No.
He
knows the full story. Like, unless they were going to introduce effectively a supervillain, which to me, the only way you could do a supervillain would be...
Their creator.
Either their creator, or the only other thing I can think of is if, like... So it said everyone had a pair, the one other one of them who, for whatever stupid asinine reason, didn't have a creator.
Yeah. Well, no, he did have a creator,
or,
but
sorry,
his,
not
pair,
a pair.
His pair didn't like him.
His pair didn't like... Or his pair is also Charlize Theron, and there's two for her for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work. It makes no sense. It's silly.
No. And there has been talk about sequels over the last decade... But it's never going to move forward because you're not going to be able to write a film that's going to be able to... Whenever they try and do a sequel...
Or an alien invasion for the millionth time.
A sequel is supposed to improve on the original. Yeah. I mean, granted, a lot of sequels don't, but that's the idea.
It's supposed to further
the story and improve it. You can't improve Hancock. Hancock does what it needs to do. It's a superhero black comedy.
Yeah.
It's sort of going, well... What would happen if we take Superman and Superman doesn't care about being a hero, just wants to be left alone to get drunk?
Yeah.
That's what you end up with. Hancock.
They basically went, a homeless bum with the powers of Superman.
Yeah.
And I honestly, the thing is, big star like Will Smith, you say, oh, this couldn't have been done by anyone but Will Smith. I disagree. I think anyone could have played Hancock. Honestly, anyone. They'd have had to have been a decent actor, but they didn't have to be Will Smith.
No.
It's not like where you go, in Men in Black, it couldn't have been anyone but Will Smith. You need his like cheeky comedy bits in.
Yeah, to work with Tommy Lee Jones' seriousness.
Yeah. And even in the third one with the guy who played young Tommy Lee Jones, because he, again, did really well at being serious.
Josh Brolin.
Was that Josh Brolin again?
Yes.
Huh, fair enough. But again... You needed Will Smith to be that cheeky chappy. But with Hancock, you could have used other actors. It wouldn't have been needed to be Will Smith.
I'm struggling to think of an actor that would play that as well as Will Smith.
Really?
Yeah. The reason being is because...
I could honestly give you two off the top of my head.
It's the way Will Smith can deliver a line... That makes Hancock for me an interesting film.
I honestly, I'll give you And I know it sounds weird. You know, I can't think. The guy, I can't think now. I can see him in my head.
Well, that's helpful. I can't see inside your fucking head. You can't.
The main soldier in Captain America when he realizes that it's Hydra in the elevator, not the director guy.
The guy with the black hair.
The main soldier with like the crew. Him. He could have done it. I think he'd have done it. I've seen him in something else, and I'm comparing him more to that than that actor, than that character. He could have done it then.
Crossbones, that's who he is.
Yeah, but he's not been called that officially in...
No, but that's who he is.
That's who he is. But yeah, so he could have done it, I think.
Rumlow,
that's it.
Rumlow. I knew it was going to come to me eventually.
He could have done it. I think he could have done it. Not obviously back then, but if they were going to make the film now, he could do it.
No, because we're not talking about now. Think of an actor in 2008 that could have done a black superhero comedy.
I'm sorry. I thought you were...
Black comedy superhero film.
Yeah, I thought you were saying a black superhero.
No, because Hancock doesn't need to be black.
No, he doesn't. He could be fucking Chinese. Who could have done it in 2008 other than Will Smith? I think you could have cast Vin Diesel for it.
I don't think you could. I think Vin Diesel is...
Actually, I tell you what,
I think Vin Diesel's too serious.
Honestly.
I know he did the pacifier, but I think he's too serious.
You could have cast Paul Walker. I think he could have done it.
Maybe.
I think Paul Walker could have done it.
For me, it's because Will Smith has that ability to play comedy, but be grumpy with it.
I'm going to pull this up. Keanu Reeves could have done it.
Keanu could do anything.
Keanu Reeves as the Avengers.
I would pay to watch that film. Don't deny
me. Keanu, if you are listening to this for some silly reason...
Let's be fair, if Keanu Reeves was announced tomorrow as a multiverse variant of Iron Man, you're telling me you wouldn't be paying to go and watch that film?
Cool. No. But here's what I want. I want Keanu Reeves to when Jack Black...
Do Nick Cage. Do the Nick Cage thing where they put everyone in a film as Nick Cage.
Yeah, or Eddie Murphy where he does it.
Yeah.
Eddie
Murphy could have played
Eddie
this.
Murphy is another one who could have done it.
But he would have been too old, in my opinion, at this time.
You'd have had to do a bit of de-aging with like makeup, but I think he could have... I think this is like on that cusp. I think he could have done it there.
Potentially, but someone like Martin Lawrence, no.
Oh, hell no. Too funny.
It needs to be someone that is able to be that sort of grumpy, mardy bastard, but be funny with it. Will Smith is good.
The annoying part is... So we've gone with Martin Lawrence is too funny. The other one you could argue would be Ice Cube, too serious when he acts. XXX2.
I think Ice Cube would have actually been all right for
you
this.
Think he could have done it?
Because he could do that, call me an asshole, one more
time. Yeah,
he could do that easily. Yeah. But then he could also sort of, even in the XXX films, he has the comedy aspect. I think Ice Cube possibly would have been
he could have done it as well, yeah.
But for me, I think Hancock wouldn't be the film it is now if Will Smith hadn't have been the casting choice.
Oh, I think Will Smith helped, but I think there were other actors they could have used. And especially now, tell you one actor who could do it now, honestly. Chris Hemsworth could do it.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he could do it. Especially if you watch some of Chris Hemsworth's other films that he's done.
Well, okay. But Hancock overall, it's a great superhero film.
Yeah, you don't want more. When the film is over, you do not want more.
No, you don't need more.
It's not like Constantine where you do want a bit more.
Yeah.
It's not like a Spider-Man.
No, Hancock works as a standalone, right, here is a story of a superhero. And it works, you know. You've got everything you need. You get explained why he's superpowered. You get explained, what powers he's got.
Yeah.
It's explained that he's now going to become a hero. You can see at the end that he is now that hero. Yeah. His entire arc happens within that film.
And it's not like in the Superman where you're like, well, there's going to be more threats coming to Earth because we know they exist. With this, it's like, no, they've actually explained...
He didn't even come up against a super villain.
No.
He came up against some thugs.
Yeah. who, against Powered Hancock, cannot beat him.
No.
Impossible. Completely.
And that was...
Actually, I honestly do think the guy who played the guy who got his hand cut off could have done Hancock as well. No, he could, I think.
Potentially.
Yeah, I honestly think
that. Now, we did say it's going to be a short episode, and we are at 15 minutes.
We are, but we've actually had some fun. But no, I agree. Hancock, watch it, don't...
Why is that opening?
I don't know. Hancock, go watch it, but don't, like, hang around. If you want a sequel, don't. Because you ain't getting it.
No, I mean, it did win some awards...
It won Best Actor at the BET Awards.
And it won the Saturn Award.
It was only nominated.
Or was it nominated?
It won the Nickelodeon's Kid Choice Awards for Favourite Movie Actor, Will Smith. And it won the Teen Choice Awards
Adventure Movie.
Yeah.
So it won a few awards.
Mainly around, again, I get it, Teen Choice Awards. It was a dark comedy in the...
Box office-wise, the reason that it definitely would never have gotten a sequel back then was due to the fact that other films came out around the same time. It was competing against Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull and Iron Man.
No chance.
Do you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, it averaged good money.
Oh, and look what came out the following week.
What's that?
Hellboy 2 and the Golden Army.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I don't think that was as good a film as Hancock, Hellboy 2.
No.
But... Hellboy was a better film than Hancock, so, and people obviously didn't know it was going to be not as good, so you're going to go see Hellboy 2 because Hellboy 1 was good.
And Indiana Jones is Indiana Jones. Everyone was wanting Indiana to come back. I personally didn't.
No, I didn't.
And I still think the Crystal Skull is definitely a shit film.
Crystal Skull doesn't exist, does it?
What do you mean? It doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
Oh, fuck off.
There is no film. I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Right, yeah.
It's one of them Mandela effects.
Yeah.
People think it exists, but it don't. It never came out.
It's definitely not a great film. And against Iron Man, which was another superhero film, but being done by Marvel, who was known...
Well, yeah, Jon Favreau at the helm, because obviously Iron Man was like his start of all this. But
Iron Man was a relatively known superhero from comics. Hancock's come from nowhere. It never stood a chance.
No. And like,
once again, has grown to get that sort of cult following.
But unlike with Constantine, no way we're getting a sequel for this.
What I would like, though, is other superhero films like Hancock.
Just a one-off.
A one-off superhero film. It's got fuck all to do with DC or the MCU or Marvel or anything. A random...
Are you okay? Right, so like, I get you. I'm happy with like Hancock, but do you just want the one-offs like Hancock, or are you okay with them making a series out of it?
I want the one-offs.
You want the one-offs.
Hancock was a good. It was the arc of the film happened in the film. It worked. You didn't get to the end of the film going, well, what happens next? You got to the film going, the right, only, so he's now become good.
The only other one that I think the only other thing that works is the Unbreakable Split Glass films. Yeah. Because, except for Glass, you don't need to watch Split or Unbreakable to care about the other. Glass you do, but it doesn't matter. You can watch them the other way around.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter.
No.
So something like that I'm okay with, where it's a nice self-contained trilogy. Don't like what Glass did at the end, but we'll talk about that when we get to those films. Because again, they're superhero. We'll talk about them. But I think we've managed to fill time.
But what I also think, not just about the one-offs, but also in terms of the way that the superheroes, I like the fact that it's not just the typical superhero story.
Mm.
He doesn't want to be a superhero. He just wants to be left alone.
Say Iron Man, right? Take Iron Man, strip the money away, still quite smart, engineering, maybe a mechanic. Think what was that fucking boxing robot film that was crap?
The one with Hugh Jackman in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember what it was called, but I know what you're on about. Yeah.
Think that, but rather than it be a separate robot, you do Iron Man,
So it's you basically it's like Robot Wars but without the robot.
Yeah.
Suit Wars.
Yeah, Suit War. So you do, you know, you do that sort of thing, and then just sort of. So you met the Hugh Jackman film, rather than it being a robot who does the boxing, it's people in the suit, and he's like, and you met, but you make it more superhero-y.
Yeah, so it's like Robot Wars.
Yeah, something like that you'd be cool with.
Yeah.
That.
But I like the I like alternative takes on. We all know a superhero arc is the same. They get their powers.
Yeah.
Something bad happens to them.
Oh yeah.
They decide to avenge it, and they become good.
I like.
Or they go completely the other way and become villains.
I liked this for the redemption arc was so short. It was not the focus of the film. It was about Hancock not being the asshole.
But I also like the idea, like I say, alternative superhero films. Like Brightburn.
Which again, we'll talk about.
We will talk about.
I've thought of another thing we need to talk about at some point on this podcast. Almighty Johnson's. Not technically superhero, but another take on something classic.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got lots within the part line, but I think that's it.
Yeah. We will see you next week for TBO.
Which will be out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And
so in that one, we'll be doing a post-Christmas roundup, a post Game Awards roundup.
Yeah.
Which we're not doing anything for that, are we?
No, we're not streaming it. We're not doing anything. We'll go over who won what, potentially, like we did last year.
Any highlights of it? Because I'll probably watch the VOD.
Same as we've not covered the streamer awards or anything about them.
That's because they suck dick. So yeah, we'll do the post Game Awards and post Christmas roundup, and we'll see you on New Year's Eve, I guess.
Yeah, and then the next episode of the Heroverse will be in the new year.
Yeah.
So we'll see you in the new year. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, love to all your family and friends.
Tell Granny I said hi. Granny's not going to be able to listen to us on Christmas Day this year.
Oh, well, she'll
2 years in a row we've had that, where it's been for Christmas.
She can do it on New Year's.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.